On Thursday, the 25th of April, 1616, William Shakespeare's mortal remains were laid to rest. It was a bright, warm spring afternoon in Stratford-upon-Avon. A few high clouds provided an ironically cheerful counterpoint to the melancholy mood below. Inside the Church of the Holy Trinity, crowded around a fresh grave, stood the playwright's many admirers, who had been following his career in London since he first arrived on the theatrical scene a quarter century earlier. Some in the back jockeyed for position to see what was going on. Closer to the front were some of the most distinguished theatrical men of the day. The mourners took turns reading passages from his poems and plays, their voices quivering with emotion. Or maybe not. Maybe it was a cold, dark morning. Shakespeare had died suddenly, and few of his London friends had received the news that his end was imminent. Even fewer were able to make the trip to Stratford. The spring rains had washed out many of the roads from the capital. Only his local friends, including a few who had known him since childhood, made it to the service. The centre of attention was Anne Shakespeare, née Hathaway, her eyes red as she wept over her husband's casket and received comforting embraces from their daughters, Susanna and Judith. Or, once again, maybe not. The fact is, no one knows what William Shakespeare's funeral was like. Church records show that he died on the 23rd of April 1616 and was buried 2 days later. But the cause of his death is a mystery. No record of who attended the funeral survives. No one knows what sympathies he might have had for Catholicism. This hasn't stopped people from speculating about all of these matters, but hard facts are frustratingly few.